Robin Roz, Jacaranda FM.
It's The Drive with Rob and Roz, and our producer is convinced that you actually can't taste the difference between a normal burger and a cheeseburger. We think this is to be debunked.
To put it mildly. So we got some blindfolds in the studio. Has everyone got their...
Yep.
These are like the ones you get on the plane.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to pop these on, and then someone's going to hand us a plate.
Can confirm, I can see absolutely nothing.
Can confirm nothing. Hold on, let me take my headphones off here quickly. I don't even know if I'm talking into the microphone at the moment.
Yep, also seeing nothing yet.
Ooh.
And let's actually keep these
very
later.
Dark, actually. Just going to have a
very dark in here.
Yeah, so while Rob has a little aeroplane snooze, kan ons kyk of ons die verskil tussen a burger met kaas op en a gewone burger kan proe.
I'm having none of it.
En ons het heel wat plekke probeer, ek dink 3 verskillende plekke, wegneem ete plekke, om soos verskillende type cheeseburgers en gewone burgers te kry, so that it's not just, I can taste this because I'm familiar with this place.
Yeah, and obviously we're not allowed to like peel the burger open and see.
No. It's not a touch taste. It's not a touch taste, it's a taste.
Taste test only. Okay, we're going to give this a go.
Okay. Fast food, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, instructions are we're going to taste left to right. This is so strange, by the way.
It's very strange.
Eating without being able to look at anything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I can feel my 4 slices of burgers in front of me.
Wait, I'm busy eating the mic here. At your tongue.
I think
I know where that's from.
Mm-hmm.
I think I can recognize that burger.
100%? Number 1 is a cheeseburger. It's got cheese on it.
Do you think that had cheese on it?
Yes.
Really?
For me, I think it's a non-cheeseburger.
I think it's a non-cheeseburger.
No, let me not mess this up, guys.
No, I think it's a non-cheeseburger.
It's a non-cheeseburger. It's the sauce that's fueling you. And it's because you said you know where it comes from as well. Mm, the sauce is fueling you. That's a non-cheeseburger.
I'm going to try burger number 2 here.
Okay. ASMR.
I think that's definitely got cheese on it.
My number 2 has no cheese on it.
No nonsense.
I promise you.
Nonsense. I don't know.
I promise you.
Are we tasting the same burgers at the same time here? Is that what's going on? Okay, that is what's going on. Roz, no man, there's cheese on the second one. Don't be like this.
I can tell you there's sauce on my jersey. That's what I can tell you.
I say 1, no cheese. 2, it's got cheese.
I agree with Joe. 1 okay. is cheese, 2 no cheese.
1 is no cheese, 2 is cheese.
Okay.
Roz, you're proving Wayne right here.
Number 3.
Okay, burger number 3, friends. Let's go one more time. Oh, my other burger's falling apart here.
Burger number 3. Apparently this is from a fancier place.
That's a nice burger.
Cheese free.
I feel like that's cheese-free.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, what do you think?
I think it's got flavor, but no cheese.
No cheese. Okay, last bite to confirm. This better have cheese then, huh?
But it's really good, so another bite.
Yeah, there's cheese on that.
This is a cheeseburger. This is definitely a cheeseburger.
Okay, so both times around, the second burger had cheese on it, except for Roz's doesn't work on the first one. Is that what we're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Is that our official conclusion, friends?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, blindfolds off. Should we see how well we've done?
Yes.
How did we do? That is correct. You see, Joe, we got it right.
You both got it wrong. Roz got it right.
Yes!
First one was cheese.
Then no cheese again. Then cheese again.
Okay, so we got the last one right.
And also, thanks for letting me know there's tomato on these.
Okay, so on a high-end burger, we could tell.
Yeah.
But on the cheap one, no.
On the fast food one.
For me.
I'll be honest with you, though. I'll be honest. I thought the difference was going to be very obvious.
Mm-hmm.
And genuinely, it wasn't. You know what I mean? Like, I was expecting the difference that a slice of cheese would put on a burger to be much bigger than it is.
100%.
And honestly, if you're not paying attention, and if I didn't tell you this was a test, like, I don't think you would tell the difference.
But if you are me, you are correct. I am the burger aficionado of cheese.
This is much tighter than I thought. If I'm going to be dead honest with you, I think if you skip the cheese on a burger, unless it's like a cheese sauce, most of the time you probably won't tell the difference.
I disagree with you, Rob. I think you eat with your eyes. And the fact that you know that you paid an extra 20 rand for that cheese, that will be the worthwhile thing about your cheeseburger. I still refuse to lose.
Burger Queen.
Well done, Mackenzie.
Thank you.
Get your tomato.
Big Mac.